It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B announced on Instagram Live that she's writing a book about her life because she's been through a lot. On Instagram Live, Cardi said, "Everybody always trying to make excuses for me. Everything's always Cardi this, Cardi that. Cardi's a terrible person. Let me tell you something. I'm a rapper. I'm a B that came from the streets, that came to the industry. I wasn't a Disney Channel star. I wasn't a nun. I wasn't a saint. I was never a saint, okay? I'm a good-hearted person, but I have done some messed up blank. Y'all don't have to worry about it. Y'all don't got to tell my story. You want to know why y'all don't got to tell my story? Because I'm going to write a book about my life. I've been through a lot of crap. I've been from the streets. I got influenced by the streets. We have no name or any other information about a book yet, but sounds interesting.
I feel like the book will be like, I'm oh
100%. She's got to have that in there.
I hope it's at my reading level too.
Rosie O'Donnell admitted that she had a crush on her former View Coast co-host, Elizabeth Hasselbeck. In an excerpt from the new book, Ladies Who Punch, the explosive inside story of The View, Rosie said, there's a little bit of a crush. She said, but not that I wanted to kiss her. I wanted to support, raise her. Rosie also said there were underlying lesbian undertones on both parts. Meanwhile, Hasselbeck is releasing her own book, and in it, she revealed that The View offered her job back last summer. While she was grateful for the opportunity, she turned them down. A former Playboy playmate reportedly claims that Alex Rodriguez sexted her, practically begging for a threesome, just weeks before his proposal to Jennifer Lopez. Model Zoe Gregory says the ex-Yankee slugger sent her a photo of his equipment with a text asking girls for her and him. She claims he had a pretty dog. He seemed like a needy, horny bloke. If he's doing this right up until the point that he's proposing to her, it's just not fair. A-Rod allegedly showered with the model. They texted naughty videos. They had a rendezvous with a third partner in San Francisco. He asked for dates that she could fly out. Like, he was wanting dates that he could take her out to his house. He also showed his junk and muscly thigh.
Ooh.
He says that he was, she says that he was enamored with her 36 double D bust. And then the messages, which began the day after Christmas, suddenly stopped in late January, much to her surprise. That's right before he proposed a $1 million ring to J-Lo in the Bahamas. And Beyonce's mom, Tina, talked with 7-year-old granddaughter Blue Ivy on Instagram and had her tell a corny joke.
It's corny joke time. And I'm here with a very special guest, my beautiful granddaughter. So here it goes.
So how many petals, how many lips does a flower have?
Well, how many?
Tulip.
Tulips?
You get it? A flower that's called a tulip.
I got it.
You.
Now, Pork Chop, that's a joke, okay? Listen to Blue Ivy and maybe you could be funnier.
My jokes are way better than that.
Who's funnier, Northwest or Blue Ivy, though?
Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy, your team Blue Ivy?
I don't know why I'm blanking on what Northwest did, but...
Northwest didn't do anything necessarily, but just being who she is.
I'm just going to go with Blue Ivy on this one.
Okay, all right.
Personally.
Coming up in less than an hour, Justin Bieber announced that he's taking a break from Nick.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, this is pretty interesting. I can't wait to hear exactly what went down yesterday. But Liv the Web Girl saw something while she was at Panera. Say what, girl? You went to Panera without us?
Dude, I go to Panera all the time.
Okay, well, you could at least let your friends on the show know. Something went down, and it involves this woman in minding her own business. We're going to find out exactly what happened next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.